Nico Horning here with Trey Richardson III ahead of Game 4 of 6 this week in Beloit. It's the Chiefs and the Skycarp coming up in just a few minutes. Trey, with your first homer last night of the season, walk me through the at-bat and what it was like once you did hit it off the bat and what you were feeling around the bases there for the first time this year.
Kind of the same as every at-bat, honestly, is just going up trying to get my foot down for fastballs. Everybody throws the piss out of the ball or throws the mess out of the ball, so just get my foot down for fastball, and then if I see the off-speed, just kind of react, and I get back to the dugout, and everybody's telling me where the pitch was and stuff, and I'm like, honestly, I just saw a curveball and was looking for good contact and, you know, was able to muscle one out, but, I mean, I'd be lying if I said that was the approach, just to hit balls out all the time. Sure. So, you know, it's just keeping it as simple as possible, just getting the foot down for fastball, and everything else just kind of works accordingly.
We were talking off the air a little bit before this about, you know, you guys kind of funneling that information to each other, whether it's the on-deck batter, the people in the dugout, as far as what the pitcher might be doing. Yeah. For the viewers or listeners at home that, you know, may not see all that communication, what is that like for you guys, and what's your goals and responsibilities for that when you do come back from the plate?
I mean, you know, it's understanding as a, you know, we're a team, right? And everybody's going up individually, having their individual at bats, but I mean, you know, we're all trying to eat off the same plate. So it's like, if I can help my teammate in any way I can, not only does that, you know, help them out, but I mean, that helps me out. You know, now say I tell somebody something to look for after my at bat, and this guy goes up, and even if he gets out, he saw six pitches, and you know, that just trickles down the way the whole order. So I think we just do a really good job of just, you know, once we get information, once we see something, like, you know, letting guys know behind us, that way, you know, the other guy can make the adjustment that either we didn't or, you know, kind of do the same thing that we did.
Talking about your upbringing a little bit, getting involved in the game of baseball, I know you were born in Oklahoma City, played high school ball in Houston. What was that experience like in the early years, and maybe was there someone that inspired you to get in the game, or was it something that always just attracted you early on?
You know, for me, it was just, I mean, my dad played ball at Oklahoma, and so, you know, obviously me being
born into it a little bit.
Exactly. So, you know, kind of embedded a little, but nah, I mean, you know, it was just once I got to the age to where I could start playing catch and stuff, it was just taking me out and keeping it as simple as possible. Let's just make contact and play catch. And, you know, over time, you know, I just felt, you know, got a passion for the game. And, sure, you know, over time, it just kind of happened. To say there's one specific person, that's not giving anybody, everybody else credit, you know, because I think in this, you know, this atmosphere, this environment, it takes a village. And so, you know, I have a laundry list of people that have helped push me, whether, you know, positive info or positive, you know, or negative. You know, I've had people that have helped me out to get me to where I am today. So, I mean, you know, honestly, thank you to all those people. But, yeah, man, I just, you know, at 4 years old, remember just grabbing the bag, yeah, going to the park, and, you know, next thing you know, I'm playing college ball, and now I'm here. So just kind of enjoying the ride and, you know, keeping it as simple as just that same young, you know, that young enjoyment of the game, right? And, you know, regardless of the result, playing against some of the best talent in the world, it's just like, go out there and just kind of do, you know, my favorite thing is, you know, I did my work in before the game, and once I get into the game, just cut my head off and go play. And so that's kind of the mentality I have. You know, I prepare, but I prepare to anticipate. So, you know, that's my biggest thing.
Did you have a particular player that you looked up to at a younger age?
Shoot, I mean,
throwing you on the spot.
I had a few. I mean, I'm, you know, I grew up a Stros fan, so obviously Michael Bourne, George Springer, a real big Andrew McCutchen fan. When I was 12, I tried to hit like him and hit the most home runs I ever hit.
Yeah, so there you go. It
maybe
worked.
Found something, you know. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, I don't think we can necessarily, like, at least for me, you know, having that those people to look up to, and, like, you know, I go to sleep to Quick Pitch every night, so nice. I wake up and it's on my mental and stuff, and, you know, just like that little bit and that stuff, I'm watching guys on TV trying to just imitate what they're doing. You know, it was never really about, like, trying to get to that point. It was more so just like, man, just go out and play. And, you know, I see Brandon Phillips do a dive and play, I'm gonna try to do the same things. That's really cool, you know. And so it's just kind of that, you know, that part of the game just kind of builds up on an instinct when you're looking up to guys that are doing it at the highest level. All you want as a younger kid is just to be like those guys. And so to be in this situation now and be in this position now is honestly a blessing. And, I mean, I've had kids that are, you know, younger than me tell me the same thing as what I looked up to them. So, you know, I really appreciate the cycle of, you know, the cycle of the game, cycle of life, you know.
100%. I got to give back in certain ways. As far as, you know, you and your placement here in this Cardinals organization, third year with Peoria, what has, I guess, stuck out about this year's squad so far? Granted, we're more than a month in, but you know, what stood out to you about this group compared to the last couple of years?
I mean, you know, not anything against the guys from the last few years or who we've had around, but just specifically this group. I mean, a lot of guys come to the yard ready to go. You know, especially in this organization, there's a lot of competition, and so to have that type of competition, to see guys, you know, have good games or see guys put together good at bats, make good plays, like, you know, I don't envy it at all because it's my own position, but it, you know, it makes me want to be better, right? It's like, once I see somebody do it, let me do it myself, you know, and, you know, just little stuff like that. It's healthy competition, and I think, you know, this year's squad, this year's staff, everybody, top to bottom, I think we have a really good gauge on, you know, who we are individually, but where we all want to go, and, you know, we understand that, like I said earlier, it takes a village, right? Like, you know, I have a rough game where I'm down in the dumps or somebody's down in the dumps, let me go talk to them, help them out and stuff, and, you know, just kind of give them that that walk and run. And then on top of that, which is the most important thing to me, is like, we got a lot of faith-led people here. You know, we got a lot of people that, you know, not only understand who's in control of everything, but understand that, like, things aren't going to go your way, and that's okay, you know. And I think, you know, to have that type of thick skin, to have that, you know, that on your mental, like, it's really important for this game, you know, to understand that suffering is a part of it. And, I mean, how you move on and how you act afterwards is really what defines you, not only in the game, but in life. And so, you know, it's really awesome to have that community of guys around.
100%. And, you know, now you have guys like Jack Christian here with the team, Jack Irvich, Christian Martin. Is there that same sort of, I guess, banter or the way that you guys can help each other out with those guys coming to you for someone that has been here for a minute or any of these other established players that started the season here in Peoria, compared to you guys maybe learning a bit from them from what they experienced at Palm Beach?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like, you know, I think the biggest thing about this whole journey is, like, you know, you're going to play with guys who are in the big leagues, and you're going to play with guys who had big league talent that just didn't make it, and that's just the reality of the business. And so it's like, when guys get here, you know, it's just kind of just catching them up to grasp and just moving on. You know, if they don't want to jump on, that's on them. You know, it's their career, just like I have my career. But at the end of the day, like, you know, we're a team, and we have team people. So if we're going to do these things, like, we have to be able to move forward in the same direction, you know, to be able to, you know, kind of mesh and have that type of degree of people and stuff. So it's really cool, man, to just, you know, just get guys coming in and get quote-unquote new guys. I mean, we've seen everybody in spring training, so know everybody's names for the most part, but to get guys that have played on another level and move up, and even guys from here that move up to Springfield and beyond, like, you know, the thing that the Cardinals really do well is just up and down, top to bottom, is just having the same standards and the same organizational standards. And I think that, you know, from our, you know, our bosses, our guys up top, I think they've done a really good job of just, you know, not only having that transparency with us, but also, you know, like, having the difficult conversations and being able to take criticism. You know, that's also the most important thing, is like, you're really good, but there's also this that you can improve on, and it's all to improve your own career. So I think we're in a really good spot organization-wise, and, I mean, like I said before, like, I'm just grateful for the opportunity every day.
Love it. Last one for you. You got to play with Mason Wynn for a while, and I know you guys are good friends, and, of course, both of you here in the Cardinals organization. What is that relationship like, you know, to have that happen not only at the younger age, but then to have it stem all the way through professional ball?
It's awesome. It's awesome. I mean, to have that not only familiarity, you know, to have a guy that whenever you're new to, you know, a scene or new to a business, new to an industry, like, to have a guy like that can, you know, talk to you, you know, I could pick his brain because he went through what I went through years prior. So to have that, you know, around is really, really cool. Then on top of it, obviously, you know, we share history. And so, like, you know, it just kind of makes it all full circle, you know. I mean, I'll see him in spring training, and we're just talking about, I mean, it's picking up like we left off in high school, you know. And, like, it's really, really cool to be able to have guys like that. You know, not just him, but guys that, you know, even he came up with and guys that he's playing with now at that level, to be able to grasp on and just have conversations with them. I think the one cool part about this year in spring training is, you know, we for the first time had, you know, just a lot of equality in terms of, you know, we're all eating in the same cafeteria, we all walk through the same hallways and stuff. And so to be able to do that and have those, you know, those man-to-man, those one-on-one conversations with the guys that are doing what we want to do every day, like, I mean, that was really cool. You know, it was really special to not only pick their brains, but just know that, I mean, they're the same as us. They're just at a higher level, and so we're trying to climb up there. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human, right? So, like I said, man, it's awesome to be able to play with him and, you know, or, you know, be able to know him in the organization, be able to pick his brain, and, you know, hopefully one day I'm playing with him or, you know, playing right against him. So, it's real cool. It's awesome.
That's awesome. All right, Trey Richardson III, thanks as always for the time, and good luck the rest of the week and the season.
Thank you.